It is 8:15, 15 minutes after 8 o'clock. We've got 61 degrees on the line with me this morning. Craig Bailey from Floydian Slip. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing really well. How about yourself?
All right.
That's good. That's good. Well, you've got some big news for us. I know you've got a great show coming your way at 8 o'clock on Sunday night, right here on Power 96, Floydian Slip, every Sunday night at 8. But you want to pass along some big news.
Yeah, last Tuesday, I guess it was, this kind of took us by surprise. EMI Records announced that they are going to have a massive reissue of Pink Floyd's back catalog, which in itself would be pretty big news for someone like myself. But in addition to just re-releasing previously released stuff, they are adding a whole boatload of rarities to this as well. So
Wow. This
is the type of thing that we've been waiting for years. You know, we've seen other bands get this kind of treatment. We've all sort of, you know, cried in our beer about why Pink Floyd wasn't sort of getting the same treatment. So they're putting out all of the studio albums, remastered, repackaged, the whole deal. That would be 14 albums. They're also putting those all together into a box set. They're also putting out a new compilation called A Foot in the Door, which is not a huge deal. But then they're putting out what they're calling, I have to get my terminology correct here, the Experience Editions of Dark Side of the Moon, Wish You Were Here, and The Wall, which are remastered versions of those with a lot of extras. And then there's a deluxe version of those three albums. They're each going to come out as a box set. And to give you an example, Dark Side of the Moon, which we know is a single album, of course,
mm-hmm.
The Immersion, the deluxe version of Dark Side of the Moon, is going to be 6 discs.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're talking all sorts. There's going to be a surround sound version. There'll be the original version. There will be live tracks. There will be demos. There will be documentaries. It's just, it's unbelievable. This is the mother load that we've been waiting for.
Yeah, that sounds like an extensive set. I mean, anything you could ever want to know or own by Pink Floyd sounds like it's going to be on those CDs.
We hope so, yeah.
Wow.
Really looking forward to getting my hands on these. They're not coming out until September, and they're not coming out all at once. I think the first date is the 27th of September, and then they're rolling these out on different dates.
Are they going to be issuing them? Is that going to be coming with, like, booklets and different things?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That, pictures,
yeah, booklets,
and behind-the-scenes things?
Some of these immersion versions, they are reproducing some of the original sort of promotional items, so you can see all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's just... They actually have a website devoted to this project, which they're calling it Why Pink Floyd. Now, I don't know what that means. I don't get the joke.
Yeah, I guess
if somebody does, they
got
to tell me, because I just don't understand what that means. But there's a website called now whypinkfloyd.com, which is devoted to this whole reissue project.
I guess I would call it Why Not.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know? That's what I would say. You know, like I said, we've seen, you know, other bands get this kind of treatment, and finally, why not Pink Floyd?
So any idea what the retail value is going to be on something like that?
I haven't seen prices.
Okay.
I'm sure it won't be cheap.
No. But it sounds like a nice addition to the Pink Floyd collection. I'll tell you, boy, that is.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm sure we'll hear some bits and pieces on Floydian Slip.
I can't wait to get my hands on some of this stuff. You know, putting out stuff that has been circulated as bootlegs is one thing, because, you know, we've heard it, and it's nice to have the official, clean, digital version.
Yeah,
but there's some stuff on these projects that we thought, I mean, the world kind of thought, had been lost forever. I mean, like, there was a project the band did in 1973 after Dark Side of the Moon. They were going to try to record a whole album using non-instruments, just using stuff that you can find in your house.
Oh, weird.
And they got like 3 songs in, and they realized, well, what are we wasting our time for? We're doing all this extra work to come up with, you know, music that sounds like it was done with instruments. So they gave up. You know, and the common belief was that all that stuff was lost. Well, it's not. It's coming out, 3 songs, at least 2 songs, on this compilation. So just incredible.
That's amazing. All this stuff has just basically been archived all these years, and they're finally hauling it out just to, you know, give everybody everything they'd ever want for Pink Floyd.
I'm surprised it took this long, if only for the profit motive. I'm surprised that they haven't done it before now.
Yeah, no, that sounds fantastic. I can't believe they're coming out with that much stuff all at once, too, and just like, poof, opening the floodgates and just releasing it right into the market.
Yeah,
like
Nick Mason, the drummer, had said that they felt like they needed to do it as he put it, you know, sooner than later, because the concept of people going out to buy physical product is sort of, you know, fading away. People are you know, becoming more and more used to downloading music,
iTunes and everything.
To sort of do it now.
No, that's nice. I honestly, I'm kind of a purist. I like to have the CD in my hand, and the album even better. You know,
I didn't mention this, but they are actually putting this all out on vinyl.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I was just going to ask you if they're putting it out on vinyl.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Wow. That's going to be great. And not to switch gears quickly here, but you've got this big surrogate bands contest, the Pink Floyd cover contest happening. I've gotten quite a few different calls and emails about that, just wondering how people can get involved with that and exactly what you win.
Yeah, well, this is the first time we've ever done this. We're calling it Surrogate Bands, the Pink Floyd cover contest. We're looking for anyone, whether it's a five-piece band that's gigging every weekend, or whether it's someone who just plays in his bedroom and has never, you know, never played outside, to submit their best Pink Floyd cover. We're defining that as a song that was written by one or more members of Pink Floyd. And we're going to pick one winner using the highly careful gauge of whatever floats our boat the most. And the winner will get $250 worth of Boston Acoustics merchandise of their choice.
Nice.
Second prize, I think we're going to give that out as a random draw. Second prize will be $75 worth of Pink Floyd merchandise from the official web store of Pink Floyd. And everyone who enters will get a one-year subscription to Sound and Vision magazine. And I should also mention that the winner will have their song played on a special all-covers edition of Floydian Slip coming up this summer.
Okay, now how do they get their song to you?
FloydianSlip.com. It's all done through our website. There's the official rules there. They can also upload their MP3, and everything they need to do is right there on the website.
And I'm sure you'll be talking about it more on Floydian Slip.
Absolutely, yeah. Deadline is, I think it's the 21st of June, and then a couple weeks after that is when we will actually be having our special surrogate band show. I think it's the 4th of July weekend.
Cool, that'll be good. Is it going to be, are you going to feature some of the other bands that you thought were, you know, pretty good right up in there, or is it just...
I'll have to wait and see. You know, it depends on what we get. We've got several bands that have already submitted, and we've got some good stuff. I can already tell it's going to be difficult to choose a winner, you know. But we play like a, not always a Pink Floyd cover, but what we call the Floydian slip-up every week, which is where we play something, not by the band, but some, you know, some connection. So I have a ton of Pink Floyd covers to choose from, so we'll have to see what we get for the contest.
Sounds fantastic. I appreciate you coming on with me this morning, Craig.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Craig Bailey from Floydian Slip. You can hear it every Sunday night at 8 o'clock right here on Power 96. You have yourself a good one, Craig.
Thanks, you too.
We'll take a look at your weather in just a second on Power 96.